Borzu mentioned a coup d'etat, but that's not what the Obama administration is calling the overthrow of Morsi. The administration's in a tough spot. By law, labeling it a coup would force the halt of the $1.3 billion in annual aid to the Egyptian military. But the administration also doesn't want to give the impression it supports the ousting of a democratically elected president. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Let's go back for a moment. 2 years ago, Egypt had recently toppled Hosni Mubarak. The Arab Spring appeared to be in full bloom, and the United States was giving its most full-throated response to date.
We have witnessed an extraordinary change taking place in the Middle East and North Africa.
President Obama spoke at the State Department in Washington. He said America welcomes change that advances self-determination and opportunity.
It will be the policy of the United States to promote reform across the region and to support transitions to democracy. That effort begins in Egypt and Tunisia, where the stakes are high.
For Egyptians, the stakes are no less high at this time of crisis. Supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood accuse the U.S. of giving Egypt's armed forces a green light to depose the democratically elected President Morsi. Mohamed Sudan is with the Muslim Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party.
The Egyptian people understand exactly what's going on, and they understand that this is counter-revolution. They want to stop the revolution, and we are coming back to the police state, we are coming back to the army state, we are coming back to the dictatorship regime.
Whatever your thoughts on the Brotherhood and its supporters in the streets, they have a point, says Joshua Stacker. He's an Egypt expert at Kent State University.
When the military shows up to the elected president's office, I don't care how badly the elected president has been behaving, and removes him and puts him in detention for, 3 weeks without a charge, that is a military coup under anybody's definition.
And by not calling it that, Stacker says the administration is betraying American values and flouting U.S. law.
I think it's a massive mistake. You had millions of people come out onto the streets and demand change. And the U.S. president came out and basically said he was with that, but all the sort of actions of the political establishment that he theoretically oversees were contrary to that.
In recent days, the Pentagon did take some action. It's delayed shipment of 4 F-16 fighter planes to Egypt. But Stephen Cook, author of The Struggle for Egypt, says that's a largely symbolic rebuke.
Egypt has 220 F-16s already, the fourth largest inventory of those planes in the world after the United States, Turkey, and Israel. They have also, at the same time that they delayed the F-16 delivery, have said that the biannual military exercise that the United States conducts with the Egyptians and many other countries will continue.
In other words, it's business as usual where the U.S.-Egyptian alliance has always mattered most.
The priority is those security issues like access to Egyptian airspace, access to the Suez Canal, Egyptian logistical help, obviously helping to maintain the Israel-Egypt peace treaty. Those are all critical national security interests for the United States. They're not issues that successive administrations have wanted to rethink in any kind of creative way.
And Cook says the Obama administration is no different. As administrations past have done with Egypt, it's returning to the default setting of choosing stability, even if that comes at the expense of trying to nudge the Egyptians toward democracy and the rule of law. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.